WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than a dozen people taken to hospitals, but no deaths after a Delta jet flipped over on the runway of Toronto Pearson International Airport.
Passengers seen hanging upside down in the cabin, held in by their seatbelts. The flight crew seen standing on the ceiling.
Come on!
Helping passengers scramble to escape.
ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez, the jet was on its way from Minneapolis to Toronto. There's an investigation underway into why it happened. A new storm is expected to drop heavy snow across much of the middle part of the country today as a blast of frigidly cold air plants itself over the northern Midwest and Great Plains. All that as the death toll rises from flooding earlier in the week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least a dozen people in his state were killed in rising waters. Top diplomats from Russia and the U.S. have been meeting in Saudi Arabia about negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. No Ukrainian officials were present at the meeting. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A man is dead after a snowmobile crash in Oconto County. Deputies say a 55-year-old man from Mequon crashed his snowmobile into a road sign near the town of Mountain Friday. Officials say the driver apparently lost control of his sled and slid off the trail into the sign. The victim hasn't yet been identified. Protesters converged in the state capitol in Madison Monday. The 50-51 movement demonstration was in response to what organizers describe as the anti-democratic and illegal actions of the Trump administration and actions led by billionaire Elon Musk's Doge agency. And watch out for scams this tax season. The IRS says one common trick is using scary messages over the phone and text messages on social media or even official-looking letters demanding money. The IRS reminds you that government agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and bitterly cold once again today with highs near 7 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 25 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 8 below, wind chill values as cold as negative 20. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 15 below at our studios.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:04 on a chilly Tuesday morning. Watching the sunrise behind the studio here. It's going to be a good day with Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Twilight, spreading out her wings.
and more.
Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
A national holiday that I'm sure many of you are celebrating, National Drink Wine Day.
I see you're drinking wine.
We drink the wine.
Didn't Jesus drink wine?
Do you drink wine?
Some wine, sir?
I drink wine.
What kind of wine?
What kind of wine do you like?
I don't know, red?
Yes, red wine. The deepest staining of all the wines.
More wine!
More wine! More wine!
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We will talk about our calendar days shortly. But right now, we will go over the school delays in the Max FM listening area. This will be the last time we cover these because we do not expect any further updates. Montello School is delayed by 2 hours, and also Partyville, Richland Center, Ryle, Westfield, and Weston. Again, the following schools have a 2-hour delay today: Montello, Partyville, Richland Center, Ryle, Westfield, and Weston schools. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing, cancellation, or a delay, please email info@max.fm. or text us at 608-355-9970. You can always listen to us on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. Stream us on our website at max.fm or via the free Civic Media app wherever you go. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today? All right. We are also going to go over weather super quick here this morning. We do have that cold weather advisory that goes until noon today. Wind chill values between 15 and 25 below as we see sunny and cold with a high of 7. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 9 below. Wind chill values between 10 below and 20 below. We have another cold weather advisory tonight starting at midnight going until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with a high of 9. Thursday, warming up, mostly sunny, a high of 21. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're going to see highs pushing into the high 20s. We're looking at almost 40 by Sunday. So currently 16 below outside the Max FM studio, Emily, but it's a beautiful sunrise as I look out the window this morning.
It is, and what a crazy weather swing that you just described. Did you say, which day is it going to be almost 40?
Sunday.
That's insanity.
It
is. Wow, yeah, it's cold right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is cold. So be safe out there, folks. You know, give yourself some extra time, extra layers, extra heat, all the things. Because, yeah, it's cold, but it sounds like it's not going to last too much longer. So we're in good shape.
Yeah, that's the good thing is, so the end is in sight. So everything in the immediate area is going on as scheduled. So we continue to monitor that. We do have the Baraboo Boys basketball game tonight. That'll be right here on 99.7 Max FM as they take on Sauk Prairie, last home game of the regular season. Ben Bromley and John will have the call. Tip off a little after 7, and then we do expect them to go into the playoffs. We will provide updates when we know that playoff date and whether or not we're able to air that first playoff game. So a lot of exciting things happening for the boys basketball team. And, you know, today is also an important day. It is a Wisconsin spring primary election, and polling places are now open, Emily.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. And so get out and vote today. It is your civic opportunity and duty to do so. So, again, the polls are open for the Wisconsin primary election today. I know there's a contested city council seat in the city of Baraboo. And so there's, I think, 2 or 3 people running for that seat, Emily. So it's one of those that if you live in that district, you want to vote, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you want to make your voice heard. Like Dave said, it is your civic opportunity. Some people call it civic duty, but I like opportunity better because it is an opportunity that we have to let our voices be heard. And if you have some thoughts, feelings, and opinions about people out there running, go let them know it by getting out the vote and letting them know that you support them. Today's the day.
Right. Today is the day. It's typically a lower turnout, obviously, and that's something I've been observing as I've been kind of reading through some things this morning. And so we know that it's a little bit cool out, but I know the polling places are nice and warm this morning. So if you do live in the city of Baraboo, your polling place is the Baraboo Civic Center Gym, and that is in the lower level of the Civic Center. You can park in the lower parking lot and walk right in the door, go straight ahead, go to the gym, and you'll have an opportunity to vote. And of course, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our poll workers because they have a very long day ahead of them as well.
I was going to say, yeah, those folks are there volunteering regardless of the cold. They've got to go do their work as well. So go support them and go support the candidates of your choice today for the Wisconsin spring primary election.
Exactly. And, you know, here's another thing that is kind of interesting. You'll never hear your waiter or waitress complain because they're working for tips. But if you've ever worked in a restaurant like Emily and I have, you know there's plenty to complain about. And it's something that we both have done in our prior lives. And I'm going to start at number 10 on our list. When you eat everything on your plate, then say, I hated it. They will give you a laugh you want. They've just heard it a million times. Right, Emily?
That's right. And I'm sure it's on here somewhere, but there's that. Well, we'll see if it gets up on the list and then we'll talk about that. But number 9, when you come in 15 minutes before they close. And yes, everyone in the kitchen at that point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very cognizant of that. We don't go into restaurants within that last probably 40 minutes, 45 minutes before close. Because, boy, being on the other end of that, when you've got all your side work done and you're cleaned up and you know that it's just a clock tick away before you get to go home and then somebody comes wandering in the door, everyone's heart just falls to the floor.
My favorite was when a bus pulled up. And you were 15 or 20 minutes away from closing. You pretty much had everything cleaned up, ready to go. Then a bus pulls up. That was always a great thing as well. So number 8, complaining about prices. The servers have zero control over that.
Absolutely. That's where that old statement, I just work here, comes in again. Not the owner, just work here. Don't control that. It's absolutely right. I mean, the servers do have to take a lot of guff, right? Because they're the front of the house and they're the ones that are customer facing. So they have to kind of handle all the complaints. So yeah, just keep that in mind because that's not something they choose for sure. Number 7, acting like a regular when you're not really a regular. Don't expect special treatment if you only come in once or twice a year. Once a week, you're a regular. Once a month, maybe.
Yeah.
Every day, yes.
Yes.
That is for sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, this one, number 6, I remember this one, snapping or whistling to get their attention. A wave is fine. If they don't see you at first, give them a minute. You're probably not their only table yet. Don't snap or whistle. That was something that aggravated me beyond belief.
Yes. And there's another one that goes with that, too, is whether or not you're doing the more polite wave or any kind of way to get someone's attention when you just flag someone down that is not your server, right? Like they've got other things to do. They don't know, you know, maybe if they've got a bottle of ketchup in their hand and you'd like some ketchup, you could say like, hey, is there any way we could grab some of that ketchup, you know, nicely, but like really that's not your server. They don't know what's going on with your table. They got other stuff to do. They're that group of people that are waiting on you are not all there for you. That is 100% true. So yeah.
Exactly.
Strong feelings Dave and I have about this. Be nice. Mm-hmm.
What's number 5, Emily?
Well, this is just in general in life. When you don't say please or thank you, some people just say, I'll have this or I want that. Yeah. Say please and thank you. These people are carrying hot plates your way. And sure, they may or may not get decent tips, but they may not get decent tips. And their hourly is probably not that great. So,
no, I would agree. So just general kindness is what we always talk about. Number 4 is parents who let their kids throw stuff everywhere. If your kids leave a big mess behind, at least match it with a big tip or try to clean it up. I mean, that's always been my thing. I don't have kids. I never have had kids, but definitely remember that. Number 3, I'm going to let you talk about because this one is definitely something that I remember from back in the day.
Yeah, and this one isn't that obvious. So this is actually a really good one to share with people because unless you've done this kind of work, you do not realize that this is a thing. Grabbing your plate or drink off the tray that they're holding. It seems like you're helping, but it can throw off the whole balance and cause a spill. And yes, that has happened on both ends. I've seen people do that at tables I'm sitting at and tables that I waited on. And it's just, I would just stop people. Don't touch it.
Yeah, I've got
it's
this.
It's just a bad scene.
It is.
Exactly. Because especially with those, if you've got a tray with a whole bunch of glassware or you've got a big tray with a bunch of plates on it, that thing is like a Tetris game. I mean, do not mess with that thing. Leave it alone. You've got spillable things, hot things that they've done that on purpose to be that way. And they know the process in which to take things off to keep it balanced. So yeah, let them do their job.
Exactly. All right. We're going to talk about number 2, things that servers secretly hate. And that is when people insisting on sitting outside, then complain about the temperature or the noise or the bugs or the weather, anything else that's going on outside. So, yeah, I didn't have to really deal with that a lot when I was in the business, but I can definitely see that. And Emily, what's number 1 on the list?
when you walk in and sit at a table that hasn't been cleared, if it's got dirty dishes on it, it's obviously not ready. So those are some of the top 10 things that servers that working in restaurants don't like when you do. So keep that in mind. You know, they know what's going on. There's more than meets the eye when you walk into a situation in a restaurant. There's a lot of things going on, and there's no way you can know all the moving parts. So just, you know, be patient, be kind, let the folks do their work, and you'll probably have a really good experience. If you do these 10 things and or other things, you may not have as good of an experience. Just saying.
Yeah,
that
nope,
is something they can control.
Right, exactly. So we can control being kind, and so that's the way I always look at it. I've been in their shoes, been there, done it, and just be kind and be patient. That's the best thing I can say. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We are going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries at that time.
Sounds like a plan.
Also, a little right around 7:30, it is FFA week, so we've had the FFA students from Baraboo stopping in to do interviews, so we'll have another one of those right around 7:30 to talk about Baraboo and FFA week, so looking forward to that as well. Those students work so very hard. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Sullivan's 2 Vehicle Repair Shop of Baraboo is recognizing hardworking Baraboo FFA students during National FFA Week. Call Sullivan's 2, your trusted local vehicle repair shop in Baraboo at 608-356-9282 today and drive safe.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, February 22nd, Brunker Realty Group will be presenting the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk benefiting 6-8. This is a family-friendly event. Each stop will have something sweet to eat or drink. You'll be able to purchase wristbands ahead of time or on the day of the event at Brunker Realty Group. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle the day of, and the winner will be picked out of punch cards that are turned in at the end of the event. Check out the Brunker Realty Group Facebook page for all the details. Again, this is 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. It is the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk benefiting 6-8. Bethany Lutheran Church of Portage invites you for their pancake breakfast. This will also be on Saturday, February 22nd from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Enjoy delicious pancakes with a side of eggs and sausage. $10 for adults, 12 and under, $7. And they'll have baked goods for sale as well. Again, this all happens at Bethany Lutheran Church on Highway 33 in Portage. And later on that very busy Saturday, it's going to be the coldest night of the year fundraising event for Pathway Home. This will be taking place at the Baraboo Civic Center. It's a family-friendly fundraising walk in support of local charities serving people who experience hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Team up, fundraise, walk, and take a moment to look closer because it's cold out there. You can find all the details by visiting pathwayhomewi.org and clicking on events. Again, this will be on Saturday, February 22nd, with the event starting at 4 p.m. 99.7
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I am joined by Lillian from the Baraboo FFA. Lillian, how are you doing today?
I am good.
We thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here. What is going on with the Baraboo FFA?
First of all, we're going to start with a few things. First one is Dan the Hill. It is starting from this upcoming Sunday to Monday. We will be traveling to Madison, and we will be talking with legislators about FFA and advocating for our leadership and just what we do as an organization. It helps us with our speaking skills, along with just advocating and talking with upper people in our government, and along with just educating them as well. Next thing is Strawberry Sale. That will be until February 19th, next Wednesday. Contact Miss H or your local FFA members if you have any questions or would like to order. Our next one is Culver's Share Night from 4 to 8, and that will be February 18th. And come to Culver's, and we will give you some food. We will welcome you at the doors, and we will enjoy our night together. And lastly, we have Plant Sale Mother's Day weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of May. It will be 3:30 to 6 on school days and 9 to 3 on that Saturday, the 10th. Come and visit the greenhouse at the high school, and FFA members will provide you with some lovely flowers to give your mom.
Lillian, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here. So we have a Culver Share Night coming up. You got a chance to get flowers for Mother's Day and plants. We really appreciate everything the Baraboo FFA does. Is there anything you want to add today?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you so much, Lillian. We appreciate you being here. This is Dave Grant with Max FM.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, physician's assistant in orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
It'll be the U.S. and Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship on Saturday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Final day of round-robin games wrapped up yesterday with Canada knocking out Finland 5-3 and the U.S. falling to Sweden 2-1. Canada's Brad Marchand on Thursday's matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be intense. You know, they show the type of game they can play, and they don't give up much. You know, so they're going to be ready to compete hard on Thursday. And, you know, we're going to do the same. We're obviously really excited about it, have another crack at these guys, and it's going to be an intense game for sure.
College basketball tonight, 11th-ranked Wisconsin hosting Illinois in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center. That's a 7:30 tip on FS1. Marquette will take on Seton Hall at 5-serve, 8 o'clock tip on CBS Sports Network. Brewers position players officially reported yesterday. The team holds its first full squad workout today. They'll open Cactus League play this weekend against the Reds. In the American Hockey League, Milwaukee knocked off Manitoba by a score of 5-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and bitterly cold once again today with highs near 7 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 25 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 8 below, wind chill values as cold as negative 20. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 15 below at our studios. 99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Crowded House at 7:36. Don't dream it's over on Max FM.
Traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, family, and we're going to celebrate some celebrity birthdays and anniversaries, and we also have a local celebrity birthday as well.
Awesome. Sounds good. So today, February 18th, let's see. Oh my gosh. Rat Pack, Molly Ringwald is 57 today.
What?
Holy moly, 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 moly. Ginger of the Brat Pack, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, so many other ones. Good, good, good. Funny movies from the 80s, but careful, they don't really hold up in today's world of thoughtful behavior. So just keep that in mind if you're watching them. Sometimes those movies I kind of just like to keep in my memory because when I watch them again, they're super cringy. But whatever. Molly Ringwald is 57. She's amazing. Love her. Dr. Dre. Okay, ready? This is messed up. Dr. Dre is 60.
I know. I can't believe it. When I saw that on our list today, I'm like, oh my goodness. And maybe I'm getting a little bit older. And I saw Matt Dillon is 61. Vanna White, 68 years old. She makes $10 million a year on Wheel of Fortune, and she doesn't turn those letters anymore. She is worth $85 million.
That's insane. I had no idea she made that kind of money. Well, good for her for that staying power, because my guess is she started in the 70s, early 80s. She was not making that.
And no, she wasn't. And yeah, that's when they had to turn the letters, not just point and they lit up and it was all computerized. I remember the show back in that day. So that one is unbelievable. Wow.
When it changed over, I was like super disappointed. I was like, this isn't the same. They need to turn the letters. I did not like that change at all.
I didn't either. I get it. People don't like change, but that change I did not feel like was a good one because they took away from the turning the letter. I realize it takes a little bit more time, but What's the hurry? Okay, we get one more puzzle in, right? Now, I'm not going to go down that hobby horse.
We're going to have like, a game show day where we get to, like, rehash all of the goods and bads of the game shows from back in the day, because there's many.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Who else do you see on our list?
It's your turn. Oh, wait, no, it's my turn. Okay. John Travolta, 71. I don't know why they're doing this, but they're putting on how much people are worth. So we're going to go for it and drop that number. $250 million John Travolta is worth. $250 million.
Whoa.
And he can park his jets in his driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. He does a lot of work, though. He's been in a lot of stuff. So, I mean,
yeah,
he's
not
one of those one and done rich guys, you know. Just saying.
No.
Who else?
And let's see. Juice Newton is 73, Queen of Hearts. Oh, my goodness. Sybil Shepherd, 75 years old. Whoa. And, okay, this one, you're going to be shocked, Emily, and I'm going to talk about this one. Dennis DeYoung is 78 years old. Stick singer. He's Kilroy. Stick's biggest albums include The Grand Illusion, Come Sail Away, Fooling Yourself, 1978's Pieces of Eight with Renegade, 1979's Cornerstone with Babe, 1981's Paradise Eater with The Best of Times, and Too Much Time on My Hands. And I'm playing this one, 1983's Kilroy Was Here, Don't Let It In, and Mr. Roboto. So I'm playing one. I'm going to let you guys figure out which song I'm going to be playing this morning. That's coming up shortly. And then the rest of the band ended up kind of hating him for that whole Mr. Roboto thing. And he hasn't been with Styx since 1999.
Wow. I did not realize it. Well, I saw Styx in Madison, I want to say 13, 14 years ago. So I guess he wasn't there. I didn't know a whole lot about that history, though. So there you go. I just had
mm-hmm.
It was a good show, though. It was a good show.
I bet.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You have so many opportunities to mess with the playlist. I just want to say, I'm just going to throw this out here, not making any strong suggestions, but obviously Styx, Dr. Dre, you could probably find one that's clean or something that he's
I don't have that in the playlist. I already looked.
Okay, and then the theme from The Breakfast Club, that is 70s, or so that is 80s and 90s music. You could find that one. So just saying, I'm just giving soft suggestions.
Or, yeah, you know, right?
The Wheel of Fortune theme song.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly.
For you now, aren't they?
You know, and that's, there's so many opportunities. I mean, that's the cool part. And yes, in case anyone's curious, and I hope the bosses are not listening this morning, when I see our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries, I do go out there and look and see what songs are out there. And of course, you know, I do mess around and add some songs in because we got to celebrate those. I mean, because we had from Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds, right?
Yes.
Is that the song you're thinking of, Emily?
That's the one I was thinking of. I was kind of putting that out there to see if you could come up with the whole song and artist. And you sure did, because I wasn't coming up with both. So I can't open for you.
Yeah,
that's the one. There's a couple other birthdays on here. Regina Spektor is 45, biggest hit Fidelity. Jillian Michaels, 51, biggest loser trainer. She enjoys female companionship. Okay, I don't know, just reading the notes. Let's see if Alessandro Mastrianardi is 39. She plays the Italian beauty Francesca on Aziz Ansari's Netflix comedy Master of None. So a lot of good ones. I mean, today's a big day. So I wonder what was going on then, because those are some really famous, really. Sybil Shepherd, 70.
Yeah, I know.
Another one.
Yeah, there was some Yoko Ono, 92 years old today.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yes.
That one's not.
And again,
on
they're
holy moly.
Talking about net worth today, $700 million. That is, wow, I didn't realize 92. So many celebrity birthdays on there. And of course, now, Emily, we have a local celebrity birthday today. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I know who this one is, though, too. Go for it.
Yes. The one, the only, PJ. you know, Radio Shack, PJ, it is his birthday today. So if you see him out and about, make sure you wish him a happy birthday. You may also see him over at Thunderbird Lanes, too. So he's also over there a lot. So go over and say hi to PJ wherever you see him. Make sure you tell him happy birthday. You heard it on Max FM. And, you know, when he's helping out in bartending, he really likes those obscure drink orders when you have those. So make sure you do something like that. He really appreciates when you do that.
Yeah, shit. Interesting how that goes along with our what servers hate that you do when you walk into a restaurant. Should we shift into the what they hate what you do when you walk into a bar?
We will save that for another day, but that's definitely one of them, I can tell you. Oh, my goodness.
Well, happy birthday. PJ's all over the place. Super great guy. Total local celebrity. Of course, all of you out there are local celebrities, so please always text in your birthdays and anniversaries because we want to show you the love on the air in the morning show.
Yes, we do. So happy birthday or happy anniversary to those celebrating. And again, happy birthday to PJ. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning.
That sounds good. And don't forget, the morning show is sponsored by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Yes, they are. And hey, Emily, you know what we're going to talk about? So we're going to talk about how many pictures you have on your camera roll on your phone. So check that out. No. We're going to want to see how many you have on there.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Talking about that at 8:10. As Emily mentioned, the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. They have served the area for 67 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 608-643-8531.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Above me, look my way, never alone. WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas saying today it will release 6 living Israeli hostages on Saturday. The announcement coming as talks in the Gaza ceasefire's second phase are about to begin. Talks between the U.S. and Russia on the end of the war in Ukraine happening in Saudi Arabia this morning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged.
There were no representatives from Ukraine at the talks. A Delta Airlines jet flipped onto its roof while landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport yesterday. All 80 people on board survived, including passenger John Nelson.
I just remember as we were like tumbling, I was just trying to keep from hitting my head.